Ozuna from the Braves.
Ozuna hits it in the air to left center. Chisholm back. It's gone! The Big Bear with a big fly. The Braves down to their final strike. And Ozuna, who owns Miami, strikes again.
You've got to be kidding me that he just pulled that off in an 0-2 count.
Braves down to the last strike of the evening. What's going on? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to the Bo Johnson Experience. I am Bo Johnson. I'll be completely honest with you. I was listening to that to the end of the game while taking my daughter to her mom's house, and I was thinking to myself, Bo, you're typically a very positive person, but you might have to start tonight's show on a semi-negative note, because if they lose this game, there's no way you can just be happy about it. You can't go down to Miami, where the Marlins only had, I think, 3 wins coming in, and lose a series to the Marlins. They did not, however, do that. Marcell Ozuna, once again the hero, coming through in the top of the ninth, as you just heard on the call from Bally and our friend Brandon Gaudin. What's going on, everybody? Let me reset real quick. Got ahead of myself just a little bit. Welcome to the show. Reach out to us, 404-726-0929. You can reach out on the phone line, or you can reach out on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can get in touch with the show. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Who is the most outstanding player at the University of Georgia across all sports? Going to re-ask you that at the end of this segment right here. Then we're going to talk about it in the next segment. I might put up a Twitter poll, because there's some things going on over there on the UGA baseball diamond that have to be paid attention to. All right. Dede Lewis, co-worker, good friend, wrestling aficionado, is going to join me at 6:40 to talk about what was WrestleMania and what the WWE has going on in the near future. We're going to experience the NFL at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Then we're going to back it up with some Falcons draft talk. Then at 7:40, I want to talk about all these arm issues that we're having in Major League Baseball right now. But it's not going to be the same kind of conversation that Grant McCauley just had. I'm going to approach it more from a youth standpoint. I am a softball coach. I coach my daughter's team. And we're at that point to where we may have to decide travel or no travel. That's going to happen at 7:40. We're going to experience the headlines at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And maybe some more draft talk to finish this thing out. Like I said, packed show. But on to the weekend. Busy one for me. So much going on. Braves, Masters, Atlanta United play today. Hawks finished out their season today. I got to tell you, though, I'm going to start right here with the Norcross Lady Blue Devils on Saturday afternoon. We had a softball game versus one of the many North Gwinnett Bulldog softball teams, and it did not go well for my team. All right, this is one of those games that had me a little disheveled there. I don't know if a lot of you I know do coach youth sports. Sometimes it's tough. It's also tough at this level of softball. When you go against teams, you know, if you know about making the 8U to 10U jump, there's a lot of new rules to be explained, a lot of new rules, and very little practice time to get girls up to speed with. Sometimes you go up against teams that don't throw a whole lot of strikes. It's a whole lot of walks. It's a whole lot of base running. That's typically how our season's gone thus far through like 5 games. And look, my pitchers are the same way. My daughter Olivia is a pitcher. This is the first season that she's had to pitch a full workload as opposed to just pitching one inning. And look, it's hard. Pitching in softball is hard when you're first getting used to it. It is extremely difficult. There's a lot of walks. And we're guilty of the same thing. But now we went up against a team that had 2 great pitchers, threw lots of strikes, and we got no hit. It was only 3.5 innings. But, look, they put the ball down the strike zone, and my girls were not ready. We don't see pitching like that hardly ever. It's hard for us, me and my coaching staff, Coach Sammy and I, to replicate the way that these girls throw a softball, because it's hard, and it becomes a waste of time, us trying to replicate that those pitches in practice. So, yeah. Had a couple base runners, but technically got no hit. I was a little upset with some of the parents of the opposing team. Going to get into that way later. Man, Sonny's on the other side of the glass. Sonny, how's your weekend been?
Weekend was wonderful. Can you hear me?
You might crank yourself up a tad bit.
I remember we had problems with the mic, just making sure it's not still.
Yeah, they're both still working. You're just going to have to talk right into it. But they did, to the best of my knowledge, they did get fixed.
I think we're good.
Yep. Anything exciting happen for you over the weekend?
I was just happy that we had a non-confusing weather weekend here in LA. It was
for real. Wasn't it beautiful?
Good weekend.
Just sunshine and pollen.
Good, and now
yeah.
It's crappy.
Yeah, man. It was a nice weekend. Lots of outdoor sports. The Braves played three against the Marlins starting on Friday. And look, overall, these were three good games, even the second one. You know, of course, the most disparaging news that we got as Braves fans is that the Braves, we kind of knew this was going on. We kind of knew that Spencer Strider, that is, had some type of surgery. We just didn't know what. So they had to get in there and take a look. They did end up going with the UCL brace surgery for Spencer Strider, which is a little bit less of a problematic surgery than a full Tommy John. He's had the Tommy John back when he was at Clemson. Braves took a chance on him and has that paid off just with what he did last year. But they're going with the brace surgery, so they had to go in there and clean some stuff up, basically, is really all that you need to know about that. You don't see this surgery a whole lot with pitchers. They went in there, opened up his elbow, cleaned some stuff up, shut it down. This is more of a one-year recovery time injury, so you should see Spencer start. I don't know if he's going to be ready for spring training. You should see him at the beginning of next year, though. But, and that's also a conversation we're going to have at 7:40 when we start talking about arm surgeries and youth sports and travel ball and whatnot. So, Friday night, Max Fried. This is the Max Fried that we have gone accustomed to seeing. Max Fried doing Max Fried things. 6 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Marcell Ozuna, at that time, hit his 6th home run, 3 RBIs on Friday. Braves win. That's Max Fried, and it's going to be most important for Max Fried to regain that form. Look, none of us have any doubt. Well, most of us, let me say, have never had a doubt that Max Fried cannot go back to being Max Fried after a couple of shaky starts. I'll tell you the most exciting thing about that first start that Max Fried made to me is that on that pitch that could have gotten him out of the inning and maybe that horrible high middle strike that was called a ball that would have gotten Max Fried out of that inning, on that same very pitch, the thing that I noticed kind of in my brain before realizing that the pitch was not called a strike is that little 98 that popped up there right by where the dot where the ball crosses into the strike zone. Max Fried throwing gas. 98, that's just not, you know, we're used to Max Fried throwing 96. 94, 95. He hit 98 on his first start of the season. Anyways, Friday night, good things to see from Max Fried. Look, Saturday, all things being considered, was a nice outing for Chris Sale. He had 1 rough inning, the 5th, gave up 3 runs all day long. He went 7, 5 earned runs, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Gave up the 3 earned runs in the 5th. Braves lose 5-1. You're going to have days where the Braves offense just doesn't come through for you. And I bet you're thinking in your head right now, yeah, it's flashback to the Phillies postseason series last year. Exactly. In that series, unfortunately, it happened for, you know, 3 games. But, look, Mama told me there are going to be days like that, and the offense isn't going to come through every time. And, unfortunately, Chris Sale just had a bad third. Look, had he not given up 3 runs in the 5th, still would have lost the game because we only put up 1 run. But, look, he went 7, had 7 strikeouts, strikeout machine. Most importantly, though, we only used 2 pitchers on Saturday. All right? So Chris Sale doing his part to save our bullpen. And Snit's going to let him. I'm glad that Snit rode with him. He gave up the 3 runs in the 5th, lights out in the 6th and 7th. He had pitched well. He gave up the solo home run in the 1st, and he gave up a run in the 2nd. You know, 3rd and 4th looked good. Had the 1 bad inning. It's going to happen. Flash forward to Sunday, Charlie Morton doesn't have the best outing. He goes 5 2/3, 6 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. Dylan Lee gives up a home run in the 5th, and then Jimenez, Mincer, Iglesias slam the door 7, 8, and 9. And as we heard opening up the show, the big bear of Atlanta, Marcell Ozuna, comes through with the 3-run home run at the top of the 9th. Rozell Iglesias closes it out in the bottom of the 9th. Braves win. Braves take the series versus the Marlins. That's what we wanted to see. is Braves taking series. That's how you're going to advance to the playoffs. That's how you got. That's how the season has to play out. You got to take as many series as you can, but you absolutely just cannot lose a series to the lowly Miami Marlins. And they didn't. So life was all good in that regard. Go Braves. Atlanta Hawks finished out their season with a 157-115 loss. They are in the play-in round. Not the playoffs yet, the play-in round, the mini tournament before the tournament. I believe that gets started Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Hawks lose their last one. Nothing really to see here. Atlanta United has Philly come to town. I just hate it when Philly sports teams come anywhere near the city. That's what it's kind of started to I think we all feel like that. But a 2-2 draw. They pick up a point. They're 4 points back of Miami for the head of the table. 3-2-2 on the season. And then the Masters still going on. Looks like we're going to have kind of a close little finish here. Let's see if I can get my – how hard is it to find an updated just running real-time Masters leaderboard? You can't find it on the four-letter. And I think that the Masters has their own little app and they try to keep it like that. Scottie Scheffler now out to a two-stroke lead through 13. My Finnish guy, Ludvig Åberg, in second. I butchered that name. I'm sure he's probably not even Finnish. I'm just trying to look at the flag here and guess. Then Max Homa at 5-under, 4 strokes back. They still have about 4 holes to go in the Masters. We'll try to keep you updated to the best of my ability. I'm going to have to get it on the TV up here. So I was having trouble trying to figure out what verbiage to use. I didn't want to use the term athlete because I didn't want the soccer people and the basketball people coming after me for using the term athlete. Because the soccer people always want to tell you that the soccer players are the best athletes in all of sports. Look, they may be. But that's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the most athletic person. I'm looking for the best player. But then when you talk about track and field, you don't call them players. They are just track and field athletes. Right? Is that right, Sonny? Like, when you talk about a player, you're not track and field guys are just athletes. That's all you really call them, right? There's no other term to
say about this because I have some ideas.
So what I ended up settling on, and I'm going to put up a Twitter poll at 99 The Game where you can find us. You can find me at Jedi Sports Radio as well, but 99 The Game has many more followers. So I'm going to put it up on 99 The Game on the Twitter. I'll repost it on my own account if you want to find it there. Who is the most outstanding player? And we're going to lump track and field guys in, guys and gals, into that. Most outstanding player at the University of Georgia right now. Is it Carson Beck? Carson Beck, look, they just had the spring game, played it to a tie. Carson Beck, is it his Heisman to lose this season? We've got a Heisman candidate that plays for the football team, but I don't know if he's the most outstanding player at the University of Georgia right now. We're going to discuss that when we come back. This is the Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.